The Moon Sister by Lucinda Riley, read by Anna Madeley. For Jacqueline, friend, helpmeet, and sister in another life. Dear reader, welcome to Tiggy's story. According to the legends of the Seven Sisters, she is the fifth daughter of Atlas and Pleione, and was turned into a hind with golden horns and pursued relentlessly by Zeus. When I first had the idea of writing a series of books based on the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades, I had no idea where it would lead me. I was very attracted to the fact that each one of the mythological sisters was a unique and strong female. Some say they were the seven mothers who seeded our earth. There is no doubt that in their stories they were all highly fertile. And I wanted to celebrate the achievements of women, especially in the past, where so often their contribution to making our world the place it is today has been overshadowed by the more frequently documented achievements of men. However, the definition of feminism is equality, not domination, and the women I write about, both in the past and present, accept that they want and need love in their lives. Not necessarily in the traditional form of marriage and children, but the Seven Sisters series unashamedly celebrates the endless search for love and explores the devastating consequences when it is lost to us. As I travel around the world, following in the footsteps of my factual and fictional female characters to research their stories, I am constantly humbled and awed by the tenacity and courage of the generations of women who came before me. Whether fighting the sexual and racial prejudices of times gone by, losing their loved ones to the devastation of war or disease, or making a new life on the other side of the world, these women paved the way for us to have the freedom of thought and deed that we enjoy today and so often take for granted. I never forget that this freedom was won by thousands of generations of remarkable women, perhaps leading right back to the Seven Sisters themselves. I hope you enjoy Tiggy's journey. She is the most spiritual of the sisters, gentle, kind, and at her happiest in nature. Yet she must face serious challenges as she discovers who she really is and the legacy that has been passed down to her from her forefathers. Lucinda. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Tiggy. Inverness, Scotland, November 2007. European hedgehog. Erinaceus europaeus. Ochiwichi, in the British Romany language. Chapter 1. I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when I heard my father had died. I remember where I was too, when it happened to me. Charlie Kinnaird's penetrating blue gaze fell upon me. So, where were you? At Margaret's wildlife sanctuary, shoveling up deer poo. I really wish it had been a better setting, but it wasn't. It's okay, really, although I swallowed hard, wondering how on earth this conversation, or more accurately, interview, had veered onto Pa Salt's death. I was currently sitting in a stuffy hospital canteen opposite Dr. Charlie Kinnaird. Even as he'd entered, I'd noticed how his presence commanded attention. It wasn't just that he was strikingly handsome, with his slim, elegant physique clad in a well-tailored grey suit and a head of wavy, dark auburn hair. He was simply someone who possessed a natural air of authority. Several of the hospital staff seated nearby had paused over their coffees to glance up and nod respectfully at him as he'd passed. When he'd reached me and held out his hand in greeting, a tiny electric shock had shot through my body. Now, as he sat opposite me, I watched those long fingers playing incessantly with the pager that lay between them, revealing an underlying level of nervous energy. Although, what, Mr. Please? Charlie prompted, his voice exhibiting a soft Scottish burr. I realised he was obviously not prepared to let me off the hook I was currently hanging myself on. I'm just not sure Pa's dead. I mean, of course he is, because he's gone, and